Thank you. Well, first, I'd like to thank the organizers for the kind invitation, the chance here to present our recent work on this kind of quantum transport stuff. Well, this is joint work with Dr. Dieter Jaksch and Dr. Mia Mathias Rosenkrantz from Department of Physics, University of Oxford, and my student, Ms. Feng Ying Lim in Singapore. Well, we know, in the workshops, there are a lot of talks on the transport of fermions, electrons, ions. Here, I'd like to talk about quantum transport of bosons, like atoms. So this is can be done in experimental knowledge because it's achievement of both and condensation. Well, before my talk, I'd like to say a few words about our intercontinental collaboration on BEC research. Around 2001, a big group is formed, with collaboration three groups. Well, the leader is Peter Markovich, at that time it's Vienna, Austria, now it's Cambridge, UK. Students Rada, former student Rada, and Christian Schmeiser, Christoph Sparber, and well, another group is in physics, Oxford, led by Dieter Jaksch, they work on physics, Martin Bruder, and also Rosenkrantz. One group in Singapore, led by myself, and I have some students, former students, Yan Zhizhang, now is a postdoc at Florida State University, Han Chuan Wang, well, postdoc at Hong Kong University of Technology, current students. Well, we have group on analysis, physics, and computation. We do interact and do a lot of do some research work in this field. Well, our first paper finished maybe I think in 2002 and published in 2003. Now there's about around 60 citations over the 5 years. Well, this number is still growing every year. I'm very happy. Many physicists now using the paper, using the method, and cite the papers. Okay, a brief outline of the talk. So I will talk about quantum transport in both Einstein and BEC in short. Start from motivation, what kind of setup, the model and the method we use. And we will present some results on current density, which is some breakdown, some phenomena which is completely different with condensed matter physics. There are resonance, here the breakdown. And we also show some solitary excitation and self-trapping. Now, this is not the external magnetic trapping, this is the condensate wave function show some self-trapping. And also by using non-linear block wave, we will give some some asymptotic analysis to explain the results here, why this breakdown and why this solitary excitation is generated in this problem. And the second part, I talk about the dissipative effect in BEC. We know in quantum mechanics, the time reversible action is dispersive. Well, for some phenomena here, if you move, so cause a BEC through a lattice, or you say you fix lattice here, you shift your BEC by some initial momentum. This is some kind of dissipative effect is observed. Finally, some conclusion and some future challenge problem. Well, a brief review of BEC. So this post-incarnation state of BEC is called for bosons at the nano Kelvin temperature, around 50 nano Kelvin. At that low temperature, many atoms, they occupy in one orbit, so at a quantum mechanical ground state, so the energy minimum state, they form a super atom. So this is kind of a new matter of wave, so called a fixed matter of state. We know the other four is a gas, solid, and liquid condensed matter. So this gregarious phenomenon of behavior was proposed by Einstein in 1924 by using Bose statistics. Well, at that time, Bose proposed a new statistics because two fermions can be counted either two particles or one. So by using, by Einstein using this statistics at a low temperature for atoms, he predicts what's called Bose-Einstein distribution. Well, after 70 years, in 1995, this phenomenon was realized experiment. In sort of a journal by using rubinium, So like this is sort of the first experiment. You can see at high temperature, you know, this air hot atom is more random. So what you see is, you know, background gas. And like 200 nanokelvin, about like 3,000 atoms are condensed in a form of a big bubble here, a Gaussian bubble here. Well, around 50 nanokelvin, around 5,000 atoms are condensed. Some clear condensation, observe experiment later. Well, you know, after like 10 years from the first experimental realization, nowadays, you know, a lot of interesting problem was studied and also is going to study in BEC, like quantum mass transfer in BEC. Like we want to move a BEC through an optic lattice, but with a finite size, so here, finite height and the finite, then a fixed number of waves. Also, so the aim here is try to, you know, to study so the quantum transport of atoms and want to design an atomic circuit and also want for quantum computing. Another is also to study the interaction between BEC and particle, like interaction of bosons and fermions, something like that. Also, people want to study the quantized vortices for superfluid, because we know for our fluid, for this kind of, you can membrane particle, you can look at it through the fluid point of view, because you have some kind of so-called, this kind of fluid is called superfluid. So it is a rotational everywhere, but still support quantized vortices. That means there are a lot of vortices here. That means at the vortex center, the density is zero. At the face, there's a 2 pi times integer jump. Like a vortex state, vortex lattice pattern, and also interaction between vortices. Also, like a multi-component BEC, dipole BEC. So here, you know, the we know at the beginning is the BEC for atom, but here it's the for molecule, the direction of dipole, and also forming condensation, boson forming, the mixture. And here, there's a big experiment of a big giant vortices. So in the center area, it's a vacuum. If you use a fluid language. Okay, so the aim to study quantum transport in BEC is to study the transport property of BEC in optical lattice, like density current, and also dynamics of center of mass. Well, the early research is focused on linear system. We have a focus on linear Schrodinger equation with optical lattice potential, so using Bloch oscillation, so Josephson junctions. Well, current research due to this BEC was, you know, realized experiment. It was started with a nonlinear system, like nonlinear effects due to the interaction of atoms. And well, here there are two basic mechanisms in theory. One is the energetic instability of this, and another is dynamic instability. And also the experiments, they observe the dissipative effects. So like a center of mass, you know, they oscillate, but you know, decay. And also, if in a deep lattice, then the lattice height is very, very high compared to the interaction rate. So in a deep lattice, so the linearity leads to a self-trapped state within the lattice. So in deep lattice, by theory, they found that there's a self-kind of stationary state in the dynamics. So what happens here? Well, you also want to realize an experiment. Okay. So the aim for this study is observe this piece can be used to design atomic circuit. It's due to experiment we observe metallic behavior of neutral code atoms in lattice. So that we can use quantum transport of atoms for future micro devices based to design the atomic circuit, like basically atomic diodes and also transistor connected by atomic transporting wells. We have some a beast here, if you can connect them to that particle transport. The experiment currently what they do is they displace a BEC into a harmonic trap plus optical lattice trap You see this in the many talks. Here, the experiment observes the center of mass, the oscillation, stop beyond the critical displacement. That means the basically you have a BEC, then you put it into, so that at the beginning you have a ground of BEC, and so the harmonic tracking potential. Then you add a lattice. Then you move this BEC, you know, shift from the center of the harmonic track. Then you find the so-called the center of mass. They oscillate, then they stop. And then, you know, when the initial shift, the displacement shift, become larger and larger. Also, some other experiments based on so-called the initialize of BEC with a well-defined quasi-momentum, so a fixed imprinting. Well, from here you have a BEC, you know, harmonic tracking potential, then you basically you use some laser or something to shift the phase. Then they observe some kind of dynamical instability, you see some instability here, some kind of energy of, what's it called? Some energy instability. So in this talk here, I'd like to study the quantum transfer properties in shallow lattice. So the lattice height and the width is proportional or comparable with the interaction strengths. So study the numerical and asymptotically. Well, let me set up the following. At t equals 0, we derive experiment of condensate with a box potential. And so we derive a condensate in the reservoir A. It means we have some kind of so-called zero potential here, but infinite and infinite here. Then we derive a so-called stable condensate, with some kind of box potential. Then t equals 0, then I turn off the right barrier to set this to 0. And also I add a lattice, whatever is finite height and a finite number of widths. It's from 0, located at 0 from 0 L. Then we want to study this BEC of this atom, how they tunneling or transport through this lattice to the reservoir B on the right. Well, here on the right end of the reservoir B, we add also a box potential. So we want to study the finite size effect of the outer lattice, that means the depth of the lattice, and also the width of the lattice, and also recoil energy. But we are in the regime called strong interaction in BEC, and so here the many particles. What we use, we want to study the density, current, and resonance. We know for electron, if you transfer the electron from here to here, right? Well, there's a stable current through this lattice. Then if you change so-called the depth of lattice, if you plot, this is the depth of lattice height, and this is the current in here. Then you find that when there is a critical depth of height of the lattice, then there's a resonance, and then critical height in condensed matter physics, so the current becomes maximum. We want to study whether this phenomena is still true in this quantum, in this atom transport. So, well, this talk is based on our recent paper on the dynamical self-trapping of BEC in a shallow optical lattice. Well, maybe I, for your reference, I plot this setup here so that later I have a lot of results to compare with. So I have here a reservoir A, and I have a lattice. So this is my reservoir B, my reservoir A. Here is my minus LA. Here is my origin. Here is my L, here is my L plus LB. Basically, the length of my reservoir A is LA, and the length of that is L, and the length of B is LB. Okay, so the model we use is called a quasi one dimension GPE, because of course, experiment is always three dimension. So here we suppose the confinement is called a very strong confinement in X and Y direction. So we have this here, we study this rescaled the GPE here percent is the wave function. Depending on z and t. T is time, z is the z direction. Well, okay, z of course is plane is complex function. And due to we have at both ends, like the left end of reservoir A and the right end of reservoir B is box potential. So we have a bound condition here, zero bound condition. There is the potential is infinite. And initial data here. Well, we have one training potential is V of X. V, AXZ is chosen as, in reservoir A is zero. In reservoir B is zero. In between is V optic Z, but equal V plus S sine to Z. So I write this number here. This potential V, so I have this, okay. My potential V of AX is equal zero V of PT. But in later I did use this little V and S. This is my reservoir A, my reservoir B, like this. And here I have my V of PT equal my little V plus S sine to Z. Here, my little v is called offset. If v equals zero, there's no offset. My s is the height of the, so the lattice, but in non-dimensionless number. Here, because I use a parameter relation, so the lattice is 2z. Now, I have my one parameter beta is called interaction stress, prefer equal n number of particles in the whole condensate. And the as is atmospheric length, and the key is about the wave number of the lattice. And h time constant h bar and the omega per because the trapping frequency in x y direction, and the er this is about the non-dimensionless interaction constant, and my er is called h bar square k square over 2m because the photon recoil energy of due to the lattice because you're especially have a laser. Well, of course, I normalize my wave function in the whole domain from minus l a to l plus l b equal 1. Well, so experimental setup is I first prepare ground state of 1 dBEC in the reservoir A. We first solve the GPE in this region with infinite, so that the trapping potential, here, so that you have a box potential. Then you solve the GPE status time interim problem, get ground state. Then we remove the right boundary of reservoir A. We turn off this part. Then we let the BEC expand into the lattice and also to the reservoir B. Well, we are interested, so parameter regime is the sort of strongly interaction regime. So my parameter beta is much bigger than 1. That means I have many particles, like a half million particle. And also we insert the shallow and short optical lattice. That means my S, so this parameter S, the height of the lattice is much less than 1, but this is non-dimensionalized form. And my also, so that this is a short lattice, and my, this is shallow. And the short lattice means that my LA, LB, much, much bigger than L, so that my length of reservoir A and the length of reservoir B is much, much bigger, longer than the length of the lattice. And also we use this for the current. I will say how to define this one numerically to study the flow. Because here, due to the quantum effect, right? If you turn off the potential here of the red end boundary of reservoir A, the particle will transfer to lattice and reservoir B. Okay. So numerical method we use, to prepare the initial step to say zero. We use this is kind of ground state. We use this kind of normalized gradient flow and also use the backward Euler finite difference decentralization. So the idea is you minimize some kind of a function E of phi for all phi equal 1. So this is out null. So this is kind of problem. And we solve this problem numerically by evolve gradient flow. So some kind of phi of dt phi equal minus the variation of E phi. Variation of phi. Well, this basically gets something like a gradient flow. So 1 half dzz phi, well, minus beta phi square times phi. You do this one for short time step, then your projection to, you know, to the unit sphere. But it's out now. This is the idea, so very simple. So want to minimize a functional over the unit sphere. So this is a ground state phi g. You start from any initial phi zero. You know? So then you first ignore the constraint. The F norm equal one, you evolve by using the stiff distance method by gradient. So you evolve follow the negative gradient direction. Then you evolve times the delta t, then projection back. You continue, you do this way. So here's the phi 1 hat, phi 1, phi 2 hat, phi 2. So when this, you know, when this converge, it is goes to the, you know, ground state. Well, study the GPE, you know, dynamic for dynamics, when you solve the time dependent cross space equation, we use this time splitting, you know, spectrum method. The idea is to first use the time splitting to decouple the non-reality, then discuss the free Schrodinger equation by free spectrum method and involve and, you know, integrate the ODE system, the ODE, you know, explicitly. The good problem of this method is whether it is explicit, a conditional stable, and conserve the total particle number. And also, the time transfer invariant. Because in the GPE, if you perturb the potential V by constant alpha, the wave function psi is multiplied by exponential minus I alpha t, so which proposes the density. Actually, the density doesn't change. And this method is spatial accurate in space. That means you need less, for given accuracy, you need less good points. And it can be second or first order accuracy in time. Well, to quantify our result, we're using some quantities. One is the particle number in the lattice region. So we define as nt equal from 0 to L, so the integration of the density function. And also, this is the particle number in the lattice. And also, the n sub b is the lattice number in the reservoir b. And also, we define current, equal this one here, percent wave function. We're interested in the stationary current. You can see when you turn off the right boundary of the reservoir A, the particle will transfer here, right? But some go forward, some go backward. Well, so one study is the current will increase from zero at the beginning of zero, from zero to some number, then stay constant. So it's interesting that constant. So the constant current is defined as when this nt, so the particle number in the lattice is almost a constant, the current in the lattice. Well, so this is some typical plot. So now, from this ground state, we evolve solve this GPE with this kind of the potential. This is plot of the number of particle in the lattice. So this is time, this number of particle. You can see the number in the lattice is increase from zero, then stay constant for some time period. This is the number of particle in the reservoir B. You can see almost increase linearly. So that means after some time, so the number of particle in the reservoir, in the lattice is constant, but in reservoir B it increase linearly. Then we got this is part of the current. You can see current is essentially they have some oscillate, but at some this region we can derive a stable current. It's the current g, it's time t along this this lattice. Of course, you may ask, this current depends on which position you choose, because you can see. So you might You might definition of the current, right? This J in J zero depends on Z, right? So you may choose this Z and then either this point or this point or this or some different point. We will show that this stationary current is independent of the position you choose of this Z. So this is a typical plot of this particle number. So called But the primary truth is the length of L of length is 10 pi, while LA is 160 pi. Well, the length of the radius of B is 326 pi. So we find out the stationary particle number with the lattice, you know, with the lattice, with this n of the, you know, in this region. And also, we calculate the slope of the particle number in the reservoir B is here. Then from these two, you know, we check the consistency with the time-dependent current plot. Here, you know, they have sort of the, here is a constant, here is a the linear function. And then for the slope, for the current, there's a, you know, a stable current here. Okay. So this plot shows for a different, we pick up, we use the same parameter range, parameter setup. Then we pick up the current at different location. So here, you know, for the left plot, I fix my beta, and also the parameter S in the traffic potential. Of I set my V equals zero. So I try to set my two set of S. One is this set, one is the other set. You can see at the beginning here I have three plots. So the red solid, you know, this one here, is the current at the beginning of that, basically the current pick up at this point. And the blue dash, you know, this blue dash, is so-called the current at the last lattice. So we pick up one position here, and also, you know, the gray dash. We pick up this point, and also we pick up point one in the middle part. So from these two plots, you can see in the stationary part, you know, they are agree very well. You know, they will have the same stational current. So the gray dash is this one is we call the stational current. This show so-called the stational current is the integral of the position in the lattice you pick up. So we can get this together, here. And you know, this is another set of the S. So this is, we fix the number of particle. This is the one parameter of the, you know, the height of the lattice. This is another parameter, you can see, we always have a stationary, you know, current. You know, obfuscation and oscillation. This is in between the physical, you know, you can understand the physical phenomena. Okay. So now we have a good way to pick up the stationary current. Now we study this current by plot the current for different parameter regime. So let's left plot here is for my parameter regime is we choose my V equals this, so no offset. Choose my beta, the interaction strength is it's going to be in strong regime, so it's 200 or for this regime here we have three different regions. One is beta equal 251, the solid line. So this x-axis is so-called is my S. So we'll come to this, here, what I plot here is the stational current versus, you know, the height of the lattice. Can I say, this is the first beta, this is the second beta is for dashed line, by this line. And the third line is, you know, for the dash dot. The second one is here. The third one is, you know, something here. Because in this three plots, there's a breakdown, or there's a jump, there's a jump in the curve. So you can say when the height of the lattice increase, when my S increase, right? The current also keep constant. Then there's a big jump here, a big jump here, that means, you know, at the original we hope to observe sort of the resonance. That means when the S increase, some, you know, sort of the current have some resonance, but instead of find a resonance, we find the breakdown in the current in the strongly interaction regime. Well, for the weakly, because when beta is small, like in this figure here, I give a plot, you know, this current, stationary current versus the height of lattice. You know, because here for two set of parameter, the solid is for beta equal 31, the dash is for 78. So that in the weak interaction regime, the arms constant, no breakdown. So some observation is, you know, we find so the characteristic drop in strong interaction, the no drop in weak interaction. And also, you know, for the, in the strong interaction, you know, later I show, so there's a drop in position, then the drop position. So yes, the drop position depends on the lattice steps. And also, so there's a form of the self-trapping. Sorry, this should be a type, okay, this should, drop position depends on, you know, the position depends on the interaction stress, beta. You can say beta large, there's a larger S, beta small, you know, basically when beta increase, the drop position S decrease. And also we find after drop, so the transport of atom through the lattice is almost blocked. You can say after drop, the current almost goes to zero. Then we also start to consider what happens if we add an offset V. So what we plot here is, you know, this plot here, we put the two set of, you know, parameter regime. So basically this two beta is, in this regime here, we pick up one parameter in this, in this two beta. So we find, you can see, so this is, you know, the plot of the current station current versus the offset V. You can see, well, okay, the third line is for small s, for small s, there is no drop breakdown. You know, the constant kind of decrease on the linearly. Well, for large s, you can see that if you add offset, there's a jump in the steady current. So we find if the chemical potential below the first band of the V equals zero, and then so that the V equals zero, no offset. The current decreases when the offset increases, the third line. Well, the offset shifts the band structure by a constant. The reason is here. Well, we'll also explain this later. If the chemical potential is lying between a band gap, the sudden sort of jump in the current from here. Well, you know, this is a density plot. So this is the x, z position. This is the time t. Well, each slice is sort of the density function, fixed time. You can see initially is, you know, the red is larger value, the blue is zero. Initially is a reservoir here, then it flow to the right. You can see some kind of smooth flow. So called the normal flow for weak lattice and weak interaction. This is my beta small, so this S is also small. Well, if beta large for strong interaction, for large beta, you can see this is my plot here. So this Z and this is T. So each fixed position is, you know, at this at fixed time. We find that the breakdown of the flow for strong lattice and a strong interaction. You can see here, you know, this initial reservoir here, the flow. But you can see after some time here, you know, after this time, you know, the flow is almost, stop. And there's a breakdown here, but after this breakdown, accompanied by a stable moving dark solid in this region. So this is a comparison of comparison. This is, you know, for so-called this is plot near the opposite lattice. So for weak interaction, you can see there's a clear, you know, normal flow motion in weak interaction. But in so called in strong, you know, interaction here, you can see there's a raging stop motion. And if we plot, you know, for fixed time t, for fixed time t. This is z position, is the density. You can see in the, you know, this left plot is for the weak interaction, so small beta. And the right hand is for the sort of the strong interaction. Well, you can see my outer lattice is the third line is for outer lattice, and the red is for density, red solid. And this is for this one here. Here again, the solid is for my lattice, the same lattice, but okay. And the right fixed dot, right? Solid is for my the solution of the GP equation. And you know, we will find it because this is for fixed time t. After t, you know, evolve sometime after, sometime later, you know, we find a stationary because moving soliton in this region. And I will explain the dotted line later. So basically, from my computation here, we find that there's a breakdown when you increase the depth. And also there's so-called, there's a so-called stationary soliton. Dark soliton is generated in here. So why this happens? We can explain this phenomenon by so-called using so-called nonlinear Bloch wave. We take a stationary state ansatz for GPE based on Bloch function. We take my psi z t equals this exponential minus I mu t phi psi q z, but z is Bloch expansion. Well, for simplicity, we only truncate here up to secondary L equal 1 for simplicity. So here we define my n equal the bigger n over L, where this bigger n number of particles in the lattice. So this is because this we just study this will function near the lattice region. Of course, due to normalization, we need the C0, C1, C-1 must set this one here, this condition. This shows that the three coefficients must be lying in the sphere. So we can use the theta phi to parameterize this equation. So we plug this ansatz into the equation, the energy functional, and over so the energy per particle. But here, remember here, although we studied the particle function in this region, but this part here, the quantum effect, also interacts with part here and here. So that's why I have my parameter beta. Because here, the total number particle is the whole domain. So you plug this the ansatz into this equation, after computation get this lengthy formula. Well, here basically we have it depends on q theta phi and the s and n beta. So we minimize this for any fixed q and s n beta. We minimize this functional for theta phi. We get we can plot here. So this plot shows for different parameter g. This is for Q, this is for Q, for band structure of this functional. But this is here, the left is for so-called a weak interaction. My beta is like a small, beta is like a certain dance, so a weak interaction. Well, this part is for beta large, like beta is, beta is large. You can see here, in the weak interaction regime, there's a band gap in this region here, clear band gap. Well, for the in the strong interaction regime, there's you can see this is the first band, but here there's the band shift. Because here this is closed. This is a connector here. Then go here. The band gap shifts to this area. So the observation is that the band structure develops a loop at the band edges in the strong interaction. You see here. This is this side is a clear view of this in this region. So this and this so-called this okay, which gradually decreases the first band gap. Because here the bigger band gap here, if you due to this one, if you increase here, the for large beta there's a band gap shift. So go to here. So this band gap causes the drop. And also you have to explain so-called because from this band structure we can find the critical beta, which is agree with our numerical simulation observation of the critical beta. Also, to explain the stationary soliton. So again, we start from the nonlinear Bloch wave. For the quasi stationary states, that means we find a real function. So in this formula here, we take up C minus one is the same, so that is a real function. And also, for ground zero, we take a q equals zero. So my psi z becomes d0 plus d1 cosine 2z. Then we plug this ansatz of due to normalization, we have this equation here. So we plug this ansatz into the energy functional. And as you minimize, you find a linear system for d0, d1. And you solve this one, you can derive d0, d1. And also, from the observation you can see for our, this is because dark soliton, the height So this height here, so this d0, right, is much bigger than, you know, the height of the d1. So in this regime, our density, you know, epsilon percent z squared, you know, you plug this inside here, you end up this one here. Because, you know, due to this regime, we have, you know, we truncate this term here. Then, we find the jump in the plot terms. You can see, you might plot in the strong interaction regime, we have a first, you know, plot terms, first, you know, stable current, the second stable current. Because there are a big jump here, not a big jump here. And this, you can see, these two big jumps are the same. Then, you know, by using this block, you know, so-called linear block wave expansion, you can see here, the jump in the nanoparticle, this is a T and my nanoparticle in the lattice. The jump in nanoparticle is means the atoms move in from one lattice to another lattice. So we integrate this block wave solution in one, you know, in one over one lattice set, from zero to pi. We get the difference in the nanoparticle delta n equals this one here. And from the value of solution of this one here, we get this, you know, this delta n, the jump in the nanoparticle analytically. And this compare this number, this one here, with my numerical observation. They agree very well. So the conclusion is the formation of nonlinear block wave causes the breakdown of the stationary current and also this, you know, this stationary solid. Some conclusion for this part is we study the stationary current. So stationary current can be found and independent of the location taken. And also it's got a normal flow in weak interaction regime and also weak lattice. Well, it's got a characteristic drop in strong interaction and in a strong interaction. So the drop position depends on the lattice depth and also the interaction strength. So after drop, the transfer of atoms through the lattice almost blocked. And the breakdown of flow and are accompanied by stable moving dark soliton after the drop. So we have a stable so-called soliton is generated. Well, okay, this is the reason here because the chemical potential lies in a band gap of the lattice. When you add a offset in V, you know, the band gap is shifted. So this will have a jump. So after add offset of the lattice, so the current decreases with the offset increases. So it's a current potential, you know, below the first band gap. Then it's in weakened interaction regime. So that you have a band gap. So if your current potential is, you know, below the first band gap, then everything is fine. So you have smooth change in the current, the current. Well, if in a strong interaction regime, the chemical potential lies in, you know, a band gap. If you add a V, you know, the band gap is shifting. That's you have a jump in the station current. Well, okay, maybe due to my time. We also studied about some kind of so-called motion of BEC. Well, okay, in a lattice, the setup is following. So basically you have a, like the model is here, you have so-called a time independent potential, potential V, W here. See, if you choose a W equals zero, for this, you know, GPE with a harmonic potential, well, we can consider if you start from a stationary state, a ground state, where you do an initial state, do a shift, that means you choose phi percent zero and phi s of x minus x zero, well, phi s of x is a ground state. Then you can construct an analytic solution of the, you know, of the wave function for this nonlinear problem. And this xt is nothing but a center of mass. So this xt is the center of ODE, so it's a periodic solution. Well, if we add, you know, this WXT is, you know, a lattice, then, you know, we can solve this problem numerically. Well, if V0 equals 0, there's no lattice, it's periodic. But if, you know, there is a lattice here, then you can see here is different, you know, center of, plot of center of mass, but different X0, X0 equals 15, 10, 5. You can see, you know, they oscillate, but the peak value is damped. Some dissipative, you know, effect is observed here. And also we can, one step is so-called the pull a lattice through a BEC. So suppose you have a BEC here, you pull a finite distance lattice through the BEC. The property we want to study is, you know, so-called, we know, we want to study whether there's a critical velocity. And so after you pull this lattice, right, there's some energy jump. So after the lattice, you know, go over the BEC, whether is there so the energy residue. So we know for classical flow, like a swallow flow, fly across the sky, no matter how slow it is, its shadow is left over. Once it's this quantum flow, whether it still happens or not. Well, this is a plot, but we want to plot here is sort of this is time t, this is energy. Because when you pull this lattice, final lattice, so this is BEC, the energy increases first, then decreases. So there's a energy jump with the velocity. So here we plot the velocity versus the energy residue. You can see when the velocity v equal to zero, the energy residue goes to 0, 2. That means in the quantum flow, if BEC is GP is a value, no energy residue. Something like that. Well, they do some experiment. They find there is a critical velocity if you move a lattice. So that here, we want to justify whether in this case, the GPE is still valid or not. Because you know, if you have a lattice, so if you're in a weakly decoherent regime, the GPE may have some problems. But there, that's where the Mott insulator phenomenon will happen there. So we want to study this one also in 1D and also in 3 dimension. Well, I think I finish here. Just some quantum transport property in lattice and some dissipative effect for the center of mass. Some field change for like the 2D and 3D computation. So here, you know, my domain is very, very large. If in 3 dimension, you know, here in 1D is through lattice. In 2D, because you want to pass this, you know, quantum fluid over like many, many mountains with the 2D lattice. Also, interaction of vortices, vortex lattices with optical lattice. So how the effect for the lattice to, you know, to the quantized vortices, something like that. Okay, I'm going to stop here, and thank you for your attention.